Welcome back to Interview with the Nightcrawlers. I'm Licia.
I'm Lyric.
And today, we're just going to be talking about some movies today. Actors, actresses, pretty much just the whole industry, I think.
Woo!
But first, you know, we always start out with a question. So today's question is, what is your best worst movie? So your highest rated movie, but is objectively, like, bad.
That's rough. It's already, like, everything I like, people don't like. So I don't know.
I have two.
Okay, you should start.
Okay, I'm gonna start with the clearly worse one first.
Okay.
Fred the movie. Okay.
No.
Yes, I gave it 3.5 stars, and I'll tell you why. And I liked it, and I wrote a review, and I said it was kind of funny, and the party video was cool, so I liked it. And that's why I liked it. Simple movie, reminded me of childhood. John Cena's in it.
What?
Yeah,
that's he's so his
dad.
Random.
He's Wait, what? Dad.
Yes. That's so funny.
And Fred was low-key iconic to me, so I feel like it just hits hard. It hits home, you know? I remember coming home and watching that and being like, wow, this is so weird. I love it. My second movie, well, listen here. It's Tusk. So now here's the thing. I have put this movie at 5 stars because I think it is 5 stars. But the average rating is 2.4.
Oh.
Also, Fred's average rating is 1.7. But I love Tusk because I feel like we need more weird, disgusting movies, but not movies that are just disgusting to be disgusting, but like something that has a plot behind it. Like everything that happened had to happen, okay? Everything, it had to go down the way it did. And that's why I liked it. It was creative. I love Justin Long. Oh my God, hey. And yeah, that's it.
Come on now. More margarita.
Come on.
That's basically all. People are like, that movie traumatized me. It was disgusting. The only thing I remember is specifically his ringtone.
Yeah. His ringtone and, well,
something I don't want to talk about.
The Walrus, to say the least. I implore everyone listening to not look up what the movie is about. Just watch it. You can watch it on, I'm not a promoter. You can watch it on, like, whatever. It's on Amazon.
Go watch Tusk in theaters. Where's the re-release of Tusk?
Yeah, re-releasing all Christopher Nolan movies. Who cares? Who cares about that guy?
Bring back Tusk.
Hashtag bring back Tusk. They had a hashtag when it came out. It was like hashtag walrus yes. So we hashtag walrus yes.
Bring it back. Okay. Well, now I'm starting to think maybe my movies weren't so bad. I don't know. A lot of the movies that I really enjoy have way... Okay, I'm looking at Letterboxd, like, averages.
Yeah.
So it's not as... It's not the same. But the ones that I usually rate higher than average are, like, my favorite movies, but they're, like... I have Across the Universe and Sweeney Todd, which I feel like are two underrated movies that I really like.
Yeah.
They're both actually musicals. People hate musicals. I don't know why. Some of them are bad. I get it.
I feel like the more modern ones.
Like, I feel like these two are good, and I rated them higher than average. Most people, I guess, didn't care. I'm sorry, Sweeney Todd is funny.
Sweeney Todd, I love that movie.
Across the Universe, beautiful. I don't care that it was, like, weird. Whatever. Move on.
Yeah.
It was good.
No, period.
But yeah, those are my two.
I did find another. Confessions of a Shopaholic. Has 3.1 stars and I gave it 5 stars. And I don't even remember, like, why. Like, the movie went by like that. Like, it was like, it was over and I was like, well, I enjoyed it. I guess it's a 5 star. I feel like at my ratings, like, I feel like I need to go through and really think about each one of them. I'm like, is that really how I feel? Does that represent me?
Right. Sometimes I look back at what I gave something and I'm like, oh, that, I wish, like, I hope that nobody saw I gave something that rating.
No, right? I'm like,
that was way off. Like, yeah, oh. No, I'm embarrassed.
I was dumb back then. I didn't know what I was doing.
Another one I have really high up for, like, what it is Karate Kid. I have it at 4.5 out of 5 stars, but it's deserved. The average is like 3.7. It's funny.
No.
I don't know. I really like a lot of cheesy 80s movies.
Mm-hmm.
In case you couldn't tell, there's a lot of. If you go to my letterbox, it's just like, oh.
No, you need to speak your
truth. That's
what
you enjoy. Like, Dirty Dancing. I have 90s ones, too, like Ghost. I stand by these movies.
Yeah. I feel like mine, No, I don't really have a theme for movies, I guess. But mine I do all prefer over the place. I do enjoy bad movies, I think, more than like most people. Like, I don't get mad when I watch like a bad movie unless I went into it like with expectations. Like, that upsets me. I'm like, we can talk about that later.
I already have something on my mind.
Yeah. But like, because me and Lyric have watched like a bunch of Tubi movies, and they're obviously like ridiculous, but it's like, I don't get mad watching it. I just think it's like funny.
It's just fun. Sometimes it's a bad movie, but it's just,
you just need a laugh.
It's just fun. Yeah.
You just need an hour and 30 minutes of something on the screen, honestly.
Something, yeah. Something is the right way to put it.
No, sometimes they really are just throwing up anything for a movie. I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah.
We could switch it and do our worst rated.
This is embarrassing because there's so many very unpopular opinions I'm looking at right now.
Yes. So this question is, what is our worst rated movie with a high average rating? That's so hard to like word, like how to word that.
Yeah, it's really hard to explain.
Yeah.
But just movies that a lot of people typically enjoy or are very popular that we don't really care for. We didn't see the vision.
Yeah.
No, I'm scared to say some of these. Like, somebody might get mad at me.
No, right? I'm like, I don't want them to freak out.
Well, I'll start with one that I watched recently. I was actually just talking to Licia about this movie. I was like, I gotta hear what your opinion was.
Uh-oh.
I recently watched American Beauty.
Yeah.
People love this movie. Every time I see, like, a classic film edit or best films of all time, American Beauty's always on there.
It's always in, like, yeah, best films or, like, you have to see it, like,
before you die.
All-time favorite, like, huge.
Well, I did not enjoy it too much. I just, and don't get me wrong, I like quirky, different, unique movies, but this one was not it for me. I just didn't enjoy it.
It really is a product of his time, I'd say. Because when was it made? Do you know what year it came out?
I think it was like, it had to be early 2000s, right?
I'm trying to see if I know I watched it. I don't know if I have it logged.
Let's see. Oh, 1999.
Okay.
So a good year for movies, but not that one.
Yeah, maybe not.
Maybe not that one.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my first.
I'm with you on that, where I watched it, and I was also, like, younger. I mean, I wasn't, like, a baby or anything, but, you know, like, yeah. I was still, like, in, like, 17 or something. And I feel like maybe I would enjoy it more if I was, like, an adult, you know, just, like, in that mindset of, like, being an adult, kind of. Because, like, they were, like, he was having a midlife crisis. Like, those parts, I can't understand him at all. Let me, like, make that clear. I don't understand anything he's dealing with. I was looking at you like, However, any of the other issues, like marriage and whatever, I feel like that would be, like, more interesting to me, I think, if I was older or something and could just, like, see, like, life and all those meanings and stuff. But it's, like, really all of it is just boiled down to this middle-aged man trying to get with a teenager. Okay.
I never knew that was what the movie was, like, about before I watched it. And I was like, Oh, this is what everybody's been talking about. I was a little bit shocked. There was like a lot of interesting things there visually. Like, it looked nice, but it was just kind of laughable. And I mean, you're not. Oh, we were also talking about this. I don't know about how anybody else feels about the movie, but at least when I was watching it, in the end, it's almost like you're supposed to feel bad for him.
Yeah,
Lester was his name. And it felt like you were supposed to feel bad for him, which I was a little bit disturbed by.
Yeah.
It just felt like, no, like, why would I feel bad for him? I understand.
I would feel bad if he didn't, like, do what he did. Like, I would feel bad if maybe he wasn't that person.
Like, yeah, I don't know. That? It just, all the characters sucked. There wasn't, like, a single character I liked, which I kind of understand. Like, you weren't supposed to. But then I also get that you're supposed to, like, feel bad for them or like feel for them, which I thought was kind of weird. Yeah. I didn't want to.
No, yeah, I'm looking at this now. I'm like, oof.
It has an age well,
but like, yeah,
it's definitely aged. The elephant very in the poorly. Room
is like huge. Like,
yeah, the silence
says it all. But I feel like, honestly, we need to get past movies with, like, obviously the movies can still exist, but, like, okay, why don't we stop putting it in best 100 time all movies? No. Let's just stop. Let's make a new best 100.
Like, just tell me about your favorite movies, why you like them.
What happened to Singing in the Rain?
I love that movie so much.
Like, what happened to Psycho, guys? Come on.
Yes, naming all my favorites. Yeah. Why is American Beauty on the list with all these
movies? Yeah, you didn't make the cut. Shouldn't have made the cut, frankly. So, my movie, I have a few, but this is, like, the highest one. And, oh my God, I hate this movie. Interstellar.
It's funny. I have a good transition for this.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you, every person I follow, minus Lyric, has given it 4.5 or above. And that's like 5-6 people.
Oh, I thought you meant me. I was like, I did not give it 4.5. How could you say that about me?
And like, people are like, I cried. This is beautiful.
I laughed.
You know, whatever. I gave it 2 stars.
What did I give it? Like 3?
3.5.
Oh, okay.
And I really did not like it. I thought, I know kid actors, like, no offense, but like, I thought Murph was annoying as heck. And
I was already laughing at Murph.
Named after Murphy's Law? Like, are you serious? Like, I would be so mad at my dad. Like, how is she not human? Right? And then the whole movie is just, I feel like it's just so long-winded to me. Like, I just felt like, it just felt like it took forever to get to anything happening. And also, I feel like since a lot of it was, like, space stuff, like, because it took forever to get to stuff, I felt like I needed to remember things that had happened, and I'd already forgotten them because it'd been so long since, like, I needed to remember. Especially by the end, when things were, like, happening. They were trying to figure out what's going on, I was so confused. And I was paying attention. Like, I was actually trying to, like, watch the movie.
Yeah.
So I really did not, it just didn't resonate with me.
Yeah, I wasn't really moved too much by it either. I loved the soundtrack.
Yeah.
And it was very beautiful. Such a good soundtrack. Like, yeah, it looked amazing, but it was emotional, but I feel like I'd kind of seen so much about it without, like, knowing the ending that it kind of just,
yeah,
killed it in a sense. Like, it wasn't all that.
Yeah.
Maybe if I saw it when it came out or something, like, or if I saw it in a theater, or if I saw it not in a different as recent setting,
maybe.
As I, yeah, like, maybe not now, I would have liked it more.
Yeah.
But that wasn't the case.
And, I mean, I like Christopher Nolan. I like his movies. And, like, not really going to speak on Matthew McConaughey, but I love Anne Hathaway and Jessica Chastain. So, it's like, I like everybody in it. It's just, I just didn't think it was, you know, whatever. I just, for me, it was whatever.
Well, I am going to speak on Matthew McConaughey because we actually watched this movie together.
Oh, God.
And both of us had I'm glad that we both felt this way because it would have been so embarrassing if one of us loved the movie and the other one hated it.
Oh, God, no. We had to be on the same page.
Yeah, we both got it. We watched Dazed and Confused together not too long ago. Well. There's really nothing to say
because it was just so bad.
I didn't like the cast. I didn't like the characters. They were all creeps. They were all weird.
And it's not even like I'm judging it based off like modern times. Like, it's not like
I was gonna try
to be woke or whatever.
I hate when people are like, oh, like, you just didn't get the 70s, man. Like, yeah. You didn't understand what it was like to be there.
No, I
understood. And I'm glad I wasn't born then.
I saw the haircuts. Trust, I got it. Like, I saw those mustaches.
His mustache and the blonde, like, bowl cut he had.
Oh my God, it probably smells like a pigsty. Like, it's just disgusting.
The salmon pants.
Everybody in there looked grimy. It looked like dirt was, like, caked onto their skin. And they're supposed to look tan, but it's dirt. Like, literal, like, you can tell they've never scrubbed their body parts in their life. Like, and also, the plot was just, why are we spanking random kids? Okay, they're... Ew,
what's going on? Ben Affleck's character. I hated him. Didn't he get the paint poured on him?
Yeah.
And he got mad?
Yeah.
I'm like, you probably deserve that.
Right? No, like, he did.
Yeah, they were just... Weren't they just spanking random children?
They were just bullying kids for, like, no reason.
And people are like, this is my favorite movie, guys. You just gotta keep living.
Me when I, like, literally physically abuse a bunch of people, and I'm like, yeah, keep on living, man. My favorite
movie.
And that quote is so dumb. You just gotta keep living, man. L-I-V-I-N. Shut up. Roll up the window.
like oh, get out of my face. No. With that creepy...
Oh, every time he would get close to a woman, I was scared for my life. Like, I felt like I was there.
I felt like I could, like, smell his breath through the screen.
Oh, my God. No, but genuinely, some people look like they stink, and he's one of them. And we already know he does, because he doesn't shower or bathe or probably wash his feet or clean his hands or brush his teeth. It's probably days-old cilantro sitting in there rotting away. It's disgusting. I'm sorry I've had it. It's disgusting.
My mouth hurts from laughing so much.
I have had it.
Wow.
That movie is just like, I don't get how anybody likes it. Because what is there to like? It's not even funny.
And don't get me wrong. Because a lot of people are like I said, they're like, oh, you didn't live in that decade. You don't get it. Or
that's not the
issue. The jokes are like outdated or stuff like that. Which, it's not true because I watched The Breakfast Club. Yeah. I've seen it a bunch of times. And I go through phases where sometimes I like it, sometimes I don't. But I even enjoyed it. Obviously, a lot of outdated stuff in The Breakfast Club. Obviously, not my generation. And I still enjoyed it. So it has nothing to do with that. It just depends on, like, the likability. Like, you could actually like some of The Breakfast Club characters or think moments were funny. I'm sorry. Dazed and Confused wasn't funny.
I couldn't even remember the characters' names.
I don't remember. I don't know their names.
I feel like a big critique for me is, I don't know about you, but there were so many people at all times.
I found it
was really hard to like keep track of who was who. So I didn't even know who was who.
I'm reading like the cast and all the names. I didn't even remember one person's name from this movie.
Yeah.
Genuinely, I don't remember any of these characters.
I don't.
I just remember, I don't even know what they were. I don't remember anything that happened, to be honest, other than the paint scene. And weren't they playing pool?
The pool, the spanking.
But I genuinely don't remember the movie.
The end where there was like a fight.
I think. I remember when they were on the football field. Were they all like smoking or something on the football field?
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
And like the cops showed up, but then
they
all just split up and I don't know.
They ran away, I think, or something. Like it was like.
Good, don't ever come back.
Yeah. Leave town, actually.
Sorry. It got carried away.
No, yeah. You're right.
Bad movie. Anyways, do you have another one?
I do. This one is even more controversial.
More?
Yeah.
Wait.
Because a lot of people like this movie.
I'm going to laugh.
I hated the Grand Budapest Hotel. I gave it 1.5 stars.
I've never seen it, so I can't speak on it.
Oh, for reference?
You reminded me of so many movies I don't like.
5 people, like, I, like, follow have given it 4.5 and above. And its highest rating is, like, 4.2. I did not like it. Again, like, maybe I just wasn't, like, ready to watch it in that time. But I just, to me, it didn't really feel like a Wes Anderson movie. Like the ones that I enjoyed. Because I do like his movies. Like, I really like Fantastic Mr. Fox. And not just that, like the Royal Tenenbaums. I feel like the Grand Budapest Hotel, it just kind of seemed like I didn't really get the hype. It was just like, okay, yeah, it's shot like Wes Anderson. It looks like his movies, but the plot is just whatever. Like, it was just kind of, I personally thought it was kind of all over the place and didn't really make sense. And like, it just felt too like somehow like unserious and serious at the same time, to the point where I was like, I don't know how to feel. You know what I mean? Because, like, there would be serious stuff happening and then something funny. But then, like, there was so much, like, background stuff that was, like, being, like, you were, like, learning about in such, like, a fast-paced way. Like, I feel like it was almost like, it was like a Wes Anderson movie on crack. Like, it was like Wes Anderson had, like, a twin brother who had, like, half his talent. He did crack. And then he made that movie. That's what it felt like. That's a
crazy description. I can't wait to watch it.
Just didn't have the essence. So I really didn't like it.
Yeah. Huh. Now I gotta watch it and see. I see a lot of people gave it 5 stars, 4.5 stars.
And I want to know, because mine. I know you don't really like Wes Anderson's movies, but I'm pretty sure people...
Exposing me. Sorry. Exposing me on here.
But people who, even though they don't like Wes Anderson, they still like The Grand Budapest Hotel. So I'm like, maybe I'm wrong. Like, who knows?
Yeah.
We got to seek other opinions on this.
Yeah, it's a very controversial opinion I have, but I really don't like Wes Anderson at all.
Yeah.
I really don't. This is bad. I can't be talking about this. People love Wes Anderson, and I've never understood the hype, which is okay. Enjoy whatever.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen all of his movies, but right off the bat, Asteroid City and The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou, hated, despised.
Yeah. I think that was the one I watched, the Steve Zissou one.
Oh my God, I hated that movie. I literally hated that movie. Oh my God, I couldn't. I didn't like Isle of Dogs either. I just really don't like...
Wait, Wes Anderson made that?
Yeah.
I definitely knew that already, but yeah.
I don't like visually, amazing films. Cannot stand the dialogue. Usually cannot stand the characters. I just, like, I really appreciate that Wes Anderson has his own style. I think that's really cool. It's like, you know, I like when directors have, like, this very specific, like, visual look to them. I just really can't. I really can't get into it. I just don't like it. But I do appreciate that he has such a distinct style. Fantastic Mr. Fox and Royal Tenenbaums were pretty good.
I think... When I watched The Royal Tenenbaums, I really, really liked it. And then eventually Fantastic Mr. Fox beat it out. I think because I just watched it much more than The Royal Tenenbaums, so it ended up whatever. But, He can... I don't know. I feel like lately things have been weird with his movies. Like, and I haven't even really seen them, so it's like, I don't really know. But it's like, I know, like, the reception is way different than it used to be, I think. Like...
It's definitely gone downhill a little bit.
Starting to see the light. Okay, I'm going to say some that I don't really have much to say. I just didn't really enjoy. Okay. I know a lot of people liked. The Perks of Being a Wallflower. Oh my God. Did not like that movie.
I can't stand that movie.
I feel like the book, it should just stay as a book. I feel like, especially since it was dealing with some really intense topics, I feel like it did not translate well onto the screen, me personally. I just feel like...
I really also didn't like the acting.
Yeah. Also, Ezra Miller's in it, so, like...
Ezra Miller and Emma Watson were, like, horrible. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but they were. Like, Emma Watson's accent was really bad.
Logan Lerman, though, killed it.
No, he was fine. As always. Yeah. No, I felt so bad for him. But I just could not stand... I didn't like their characters either, so that didn't help.
Yeah.
But just everything was not good.
And again, I'm like, I'm sorry, but, like... It kind of annoyed me because that movie is about, like sexual abuse. Like, he was, like, abused.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but, like, I feel like, again, it just kind of was shoved in at the end. And it's like, okay, but that's his whole point. That's why he's struggling. Like, that's the whole point. I watched
it when I was younger. I didn't even understand the end. Like, when I first watched it, I didn't even get it. It, like, went right over my head.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, it was just thrown in there.
Like, and it shouldn't be like that.
No, it should have been. It definitely should have been talked about more. I feel like the focus was so much on
his friends.
I'm like, what even were they? Sorry. Like, yeah, the friends. There was so much focus on them.
Yeah.
And they were, I'm sorry. They were awful to him.
They were pretty much so bad to him.
And
he got high and they just left him?
They were terrible. Oh my God. The
so
game.
Many times they just left him or like let him like.
When they're playing like the game. Oh my God. Whatever they were doing.
Kiss the prettiest girl in the room. Me when I don't kiss my girlfriend.
But they were just terrible to him. And then
also I remember 14 he said years his, old.
Oh my God.
And they were like.
They were way old. Weren't they like
18?
They were
graduating. 17,
yeah, they were like 18. And didn't they both kiss him?
They
both did.
Yeah.
They both kissed him. They both also, anytime he said, like, a traumatic thing that happened to him, like, when his friend, like, passed away.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And she was like, oh, well. Why was that your reaction? Like, she was just like, oh, well, Yeah. Anyways, let's carry on with the party.
No, they were like, oh man, I know you're sad and depressed.
Let me just make out with you instead. No, because why did they like keep trying to kiss him and like, oh, I just, oh god, they were awful.
Also, I'm like,
that was a terrible movie.
Boy. I'm like, is he just a boy? Like, super traumatized, like,
and they, yeah.
Ugh. Terrible. I thought they treated him horribly. And also, it just made me mad because I feel like that topic is usually not really done well. And so, and especially when it comes to like with younger like audiences. So it's like that could have been a moment to have it be something kind of like 13 Reasons Why. That could have been something that could have actually been like educational and somehow like you just got ruined. Like,
yeah.
Kind of talked about those movies and everything. Now let's get to the meat of this episode.
I'm embarrassed.
Maybe talk I'm not. Talk about our favorite actors and actresses.
Woohoo! Yes! You know this is the moment. If you know me in real life, you know
this is
the moment
huge.
I've been waiting for.
This is everything to me. Like, legitimately.
This is, yeah.
So,
why don't you start?
Okay. I'm like, let me sort everything out. I'm gonna separate it in like actors and actresses. I'm also gonna separate.
I just have one person, man. I've got no one else to talk about.
Okay, I would say my favorite actor is Cillian Murphy, which you probably know if you listen to the last episode. I just like that guy.
That guy.
I just like him. Okay. I like him. I like that he's from Dublin. I like his movies. I think he's a good actor. I think he's very talented. And honestly, I like that he's private. Like,
yeah.
As someone who is insane, like, I feel like that is very, like, a reasonable thing to do. So I respect that for him.
The okay.
Other guy, like, I really like Daniel Day-Lewis. I like him.
Wait, that's so random.
I know.
I just didn't expect this.
I feel like also, like, I never used to pay attention to actors or actresses or anything. So, like, now when I find someone that I actually really like, I feel like I'm actually like, oh, wow, I actually really like them. So, like, Cillian Murphy, I watched, like, I've seen, like, a bunch of his stuff now. Daniel Day-Lewis, I still need to watch some of his, like Lincoln and whatever, but, like, I still like him.
I've abandoned my boy.
Man.
Sorry, I just thought, your milkshake. You have to watch that movie.
I need to watch it.
Then you'll really understand Daniel Day-Lewis.
I'm so excited. He's so funny. And it's sad he retired, but like also if I was so good, I would also retire.
Like, I'd be like, I'm not making a bad movie. I gotta leave. I gotta walk away.
Loki, more actors should listen to that advice.
There's a lot of people.
Yeah. I'm gonna save that for later.
Okay.
Anyways, my favorite actress, I kind of feel like I don't really have one. I usually like, I feel like I just like majority of actresses, you know, so I don't have like a favorite. I would say right now my favorite is Ayo Edebiri, and she was also in Bottom, so it's like, you know, she was in a movie. But I really like her. One, because like it's nice to see like a black woman in like actual like getting awards and like actually being recognized for like being cool. And she just seems like such like a cool, lovely person. I love her acting. And like also, I mean, she helped write Bottoms or like helped produce it or something, right? Like, I know she helped like actually like work on it and stuff. And I'm like, we need more people who actually like, I don't know, like you can tell she has a love for like what she does. And like also it's just nice like just to see her passion and stuff.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about her Letterboxd and it was like cool to read her reviews like, oh, like, I like this movie a lot or whatever. Like,
yeah.
This actor's so cool. It just, like, she just seems so cool and chill. And
right.
I like, she has a letterbox. That automatically makes you cooler. I'm
Celebrities
sorry.
With letterboxes are awesome.
Yes. Well, like I said, if you know me in real life, you already know what my answer is. But there's one favorite I have. No one else. No one else comes close. No one else compares. It's Tom Cruise.
Yes.
I don't care. Hate me all you want. I have so many reasons to defend. But anyways, I really, kind of similar to what you were saying about Ayo Edebiri, I just love to see his passion for filmmaking. One of the things like about all of Tom Cruise's movies is he mainly focuses on what director he's working with. That's like a main focus for him because he's been with so many huge directors like Martin Scorsese, Stanley Kubrick, and he's just worked with so many of these like really famous directors.
Yeah.
Just because he wants to learn how they make films, what their passion is about filmmaking. And I think that's so interesting. And you can just tell he truly loves it, doing all his own stunts. Like, he really cares about making it good. And also, people say he plays the same character every time, or his movies are boring, or they're all the same. They're all action movies. Coming from somebody who's seen all his movies, you're wrong, and you're lying about seeing all his movies. He's been in...
And I believe you, because I've seen multiple different clips of Tom Cruise. That man, I'm sorry, like, anyone can say whatever, like, he's a good actor.
He's a really good actor. You can't hate on his acting.
Like, you can't.
No, you can't, because so many people are like, oh, like, all he's in is Mission Impossible, which is, like, what most people see, because that's what he's been working on a lot recently, but... He's in so much more. His early films, he was even a good actor when he was, like, a kid.
Yeah.
Not a kid, but he was, like, my age.
Yeah.
He just, I don't know. He's a really good actor. Check out his older films.
Please. I want to watch that one, like, the military one. The clip that he showed me.
Which one?
He's in the wheelchair.
It was no! Oh, my God. The scene that I showed you is so...
That was crazy.
I can't talk about the scene on here, but... What he yells is really so funny.
It's a bit much.
Yeah. That's a really good movie. Yeah, there's so many good movies he was in. Like, I've had many fixations on several actors, and let me tell you, I've suffered. I have suffered through some horrible movies. Horrible movies. There was only two I didn't like of Tom Cruise's movies. Like, truly did not like. And that was Endless Love. And losing it.
See this.
Endless Love is like a Brooke Shields movie. So you already know it's...
And she was like a younger?
She was definitely younger. Ooh. So you already know. He was only there for like 2 seconds. He had like a little tiny role where he just stood there for a second. And then Losing It, which was just a horrible, horrible movie. But all the other movies, I will advocate for being good movies. But like I said, other people... do not have that good of a filmography, let me tell you.
Some of Killian's like stuff, I'm like, what's going on? So yeah, I wanted to see this Losing It movie.
Yeah, it's a weird movie.
The way it's like not here. Wait, I spell it.
Oh, right? It's there's no G.
Oh, okay.
It's like losing.
The way I clicked on it and it just had the director and I was like, oh. Oh, oh my God, there he is. Aw.
He's so young. He's so cute.
Woody, Dave, Spider, and Wendell.
Don't watch the movie, guys. Or do, whatever. But Killian, he's...
Oh, sorry. I'm no, sorry. No.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say,
please
I get
stop
it.
Me from talking.
Because he's had some early movies, and I'm like, oh.
Oh.
Why did you have to put that scene in there?
Oh.
And Disco Pigs.
I watched that movie with Licia, and I genuinely thought they were siblings. I genuinely thought they were siblings.
That movie is so weird. It's so weird.
It's so...
The beginning is disturbing, because I hate babies, like, looking at them like that, and then, like, they get older, and I'm like, why are you calling her pig? Why are you calling her runt? Like, what is wrong with you guys?
They were kind of weird.
Yeah.
Not kind of. They were.
He acted his heart out, though. Like,
no, I'm like, he ate, but...
The ending, when he was like... You guys couldn't see what the ending looked like, but just no.
Just imagine something weird in your head.
Something bad happening. I do... I honestly, though, I'm... From how he talks about it, he seems pretty proud of that movie. So I'm like, it's... Again, it's
That's
nice,
cute,
like,
though.
Yeah, because I think it was, like, his first technical, like, technically film, because he did the play first.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, again, it's just nice seeing actors who have that, like, again, even if it wasn't, you know, technically as good, it's still, like, it meant something to them. It wasn't just, like, a cash grab or whatever.
Yeah, I hate to see when things are, like, cash grabs. Like, which I know a lot of people think for, like, Mission Impossible, but supposedly they're ending it. But truly, like, he enjoys doing it. And that's, like, what matters. Like, he cares about the character. He cares about all the actors in it. And it's just, like, sweet to see the cast together. It's just nice.
And, I mean, they've known each other for, like, ever now.
Yeah. Well, yes.
When, do you know when the first Mission Impossible movie came out?
Came out in like, let me see.
1996.
Okay. Whoa. I was going to say like late 90s or early 2000s.
That looks so crazy.
It's a good movie. Oh my God. Yeah. Brian De Palma directed it.
Our favorites are teaming up. Iowa Debris, 4 stars. She said, genuinely crazy and stupid, which sometimes is what a good movie needs to be. Also, it's an honor to see a movie that's so obviously rewatchable.
Yeah. Oh my, good for her. See, she gets him.
Of course. I really like his glasses.
I love the glasses in that movie. Oh, such a good movie.
I'm sorry. I just found out who Brian De Palma is.
Yeah. Yeah, Brian De Palma made like Scarface, Carrie, Mission Impossible, Blowout. Oh my God, I watched that. When did I watch that in my film class, I think.
Wait, this is so crazy. I'm like, also, these movies look good and I've never even heard of them. I feel like I, just because like we've been living together, I feel like I've naturally gained a lot of information. And you have as well, I know.
Like, no, definitely I feel mutual. Like, I feel bad because sometimes like, I just imagine, it's kind of like, I imagine what living with me is kind of like, Fairly Odd Parents. The girl who has like, what's her, Tootie or something?
Yeah, Tootie.
Tootie. And she has all these like pictures of like Timmy Turner everywhere. And her whole room's like pinkish purple. And there's like her bed frame is like his face. I imagine that's what living with me is like with like Tom Cruise. I have like a Tom. I'm exposing myself here, but I have a Tom Cruise calendar. I have like his movie posters all over the wall. And I just imagine Licia turns around sometimes. So it's like, oh, no. Like, he's everywhere.
Honestly, at this point, the Top Gun, the original Top Gun poster gives me comfort. Like, I really take comfort when
like
I see it.
It's like the equivalent of Morrissey meat free.
I literally, like, I see that and it reminds me to take a deep breath.
No, it's such a, like, soothing picture. It just looks nice.
No, right?
I like the color scheme. I'm like,
the border.
They're just posed there, like, all cool.
Oh, yes.
I get it. I look at that poster too when I'm like doing homework.
Dude, just, it's like it's
my
an
eyes
escape.
Naturally go there.
It's like when people in offices put like a picture of the beach like under something so they can like,
that's so sad. Wait, there's actually a movie called Collateral and he's like a taxi driver. And this is like isn't funny, but he has like on his like mirror, he has like a picture of like it's like paradise. And he's like, it's the tree.
It's what?
It's like the dream. Like, it's his dream to go with him. It's like evil. Like, I'm sorry. God. Me laughing at this is not funny, but.
It reminds me of this book where it was the character Linus. He works in an office. And, like, they had these posters, like, everywhere. And it was literally, like, it was, like, pictures of, like, beaches or, like, something nice. And it would say, like, don't you wish you were here? Like,
yeah. Why do
oh
you think
God.
I don't want to be at work? Like,
that's
yes,
terrible.
I wish I was there. Like, what?
And, like, it was, like, a huge thing because it was, like, annoying because it was, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
Why would you put that up everywhere? And I'm like, bro, it's
that's
so,
evil. But I like, get it. That's crazy.
Honestly, I'm, like, side note, I'm, like, it's okay, because I understand. I'm like, my Sunny collection is slowly growing.
I'm going to look over. It's going to be like their faces all over the wall. Yeah.
What about the fat heads? Like the big, like
the giant stickers. One day it's going to be Daniel Day-Lewis.
Oh my God.
Lincoln. The door.
I'm going to put it right like at the edge of my bed, like on that big piece
of
wall.
Please stop.
You know,
put him by like right to the side of our door.
It's just oh my like a, God!
It's can you imagine like life size
outside in the hallway?
I would move out.
Also, I'm imagining it literally like the size of this wall, but like including the hat. Like the hat, like
the hat is like half the wall.
Yeah, like
so. Like I keep going back to Fairly Odd Parents, but like Doug Dimmitt, his hat is like no. So tall.
That's actually what Aram was with.
That's too much.
Dougdale, Dimmadone, Dig Down.
Dimmadone, my name is Doug. Like.
Jorgen Vaught.
Like, weaved out the word. Jorgen Vaught Strangle.
That's actually my favorite actor.
Favorite actor is Jorgen Vaught Strangle.
Butch Garment. Wait, what? Guys, who said that? Well, anyways,
moving on.
I don't really think I have like least favorite actors or actresses.
It's just people I hate.
Yeah, it is just people I just don't
people
like.
People I don't like for no reason.
People I don't like for being people. Like, not because they're actors, but because... Like,
because they exist in our world.
Yeah.
They're breathing our air. Like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Like, wow. That's evil, but yeah, I get it.
So, like, we talked about Matthew McConaughey. You already know.
I don't really...
Worst, best movies. Like, do you have an opinion on X?
Oh, I just watched X yesterday. Yesterday, right? Yeah. I'm sorry. It was kind of boring to me. Yeah. I didn't think it was that funny. I didn't think it was that amusing or entertaining. Like, it was just...
Absolutely agree.
Yeah.
I also rated this badly. I gave it 2.5, and Lear gave it 1.5. I got distracted because my friend put a review and said, "Gam Gam, let's get you back to bed." Like, I can't.
I just really, I didn't care.
It was, and also, way too much sexualness for me.
I didn't need to see what my eyes saw, bro.
My eyes saw something. Horrors, like the horrors. It was awful. Some scenes were just so like.
Wait, I have to look at what reviews I liked. Guys.
There was just a lot going on. And I thought I gave Pearl a worse rating than I did. I gave it 3 stars. Even though people really like Pearl, though, so...
Yeah, I have yet to watch Pearl. I was thinking about watching it tonight.
Yeah.
But I probably won't.
And I liked it more. But again, like, X, really, I did not enjoy it. And everybody was dressing up as her and stuff. And I was just like, dang. I really disagree, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, I just didn't... I really didn't care. I'm sorry.
It was whatever. Merely whatever.
I thought of an actor I don't like while we were talking about
lay
that.
Lay it on me.
Lee has nothing to do with X. We were actually just talking about him the other day. Mark Wahlberg.
Oh my God.
Just the silence is enough to tell you how I feel.
Mark Wahlberg is evil. I'm sorry, but he's evil.
He's a horrible person.
So bad. Horrible. His Wikipedia? Guys.
Horrible things. Horrible, horrible things.
Just in case you're curious, go ahead and look up Mark Wahlberg, and then look up Vietnamese man, and you'll find what happened.
And that's not it. He's done. That is not it.
Look up Mark Wahlberg jail, arrest, you know, arrest.
Racist,
abusive, scary, like, all those things.
You'll find it.
You'll find some interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Give the Wikipedia a read, too.
They've
got sources.
He's just terrible, and I think it's crazy. We were talking about this not too long ago, but he was like, oh, like, I regret doing Boogie Nights. Like, I just don't know if, like, God will ever forgive me for that.
Man. Like, what?
What are you talking about? Like, okay, what are you talking about? You've done horrible things in your real life, and you're talking about what you pretended to do in a film, which wasn't even, like, I don't know what he was going on about, but anyways... What you pretended to do in a film is worse than the horrible, like, abusive things you've done in real life.
Also, I'm like, wouldn't God understand you were acting?
Yeah, like, God doesn't understand why you're racist.
Yeah, like, that's what God is a problem with. Like,
God's concerned for you, bro.
That kills me, because why, of all things, would you be like, yeah.
Also, I'm sorry, he was like, I regret doing Boogie Nights, I'm ashamed, I can't believe I did Boogie Nights, whatever. And then he goes on to make Ted. Ted 2, Uncharted, Daddy's Home, like, the worst list of movies ever.
Ted is crazy. God would hate you more for Ted. Like, that is a sin. That's the real sin. Like,
I just think it's crazy.
Oh, he is so weird.
Yeah.
Did I tell you about that thing he said about 9/11?
Oh, no. What did he say?
He said, like, actually, I want to get the exact quote so I can say exactly. I don't want to have any libel around here.
Mark Wahlberg is going to find you, bro.
Like, so he said, if I was on that plane with my kids, it wouldn't have went down like it did. There would have been a lot of blood in that first class cabin. Mark Wahlberg claims he would have stopped the 9/11 terrorists. He later apologized. Why did you even say that?
Like, that was... Wow. I don't even know what to say in response. Oh, no.
Oh, I'm sorry. Because that came from the Men's Journal magazine. He was on the cover, Mark Wahlberg, how a street-fighting kid became a master of self-discipline. He literally beat up a Vietnamese person. Street fighting? What are you talking about? He literally beat up multiple people. Attacked multiple people of all races. Saying slurs. He literally said slurs. The 9/11 thing is just the cherry on top, because why would he even say that? Like, okay.
That's kind of crazy. I can't believe he said that. My God.
Look how his hair makes his head look so long.
I don't want to look at him, to be honest. To be quite honest with you. Don't ever show me a picture of him.
I do want to watch his one movie, though.
Ted?
No.
Which one?
Oh, my God. Okay, because people said that this movie, like, made their parents scared or whatever. It's called Fear. It came out in 1996. Dude, I'm like, I might watch this tonight. It's an hour and 37 minutes. So it's about 16-year-old Nicole Walker, Reese Witherspoon.
Oh my God. Oh my.
Why was it like
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
It literally made me pause. Like,
I wish I could show you guys what I just saw.
God, I wish you guys could see it. Because what is going on?
I'm going to post it on the Instagram post.
Oh, my God.
Tune in.
That was so...
I'm sorry. I do want to hear what the movie's about.
It reminded me of, like, Larry the Cable Guy. Like,
Cable Guy?
The way it would be, like, in the people.
His face is, like, zoomed in. He's like, Cable Guy.
Also, I would literally be so afraid if I had someone try to install my TV or whatever.
I would be so scared of the Cable Guy. I can't even.
I would be throwing up. Like, the minute I would hear.
No, and the way he kept, like, calling and calling, because he was like, I just want to hang out. I just want to talk. I would have moved, deleted my phone.
I literally would have, like, taken out the Wi-Fi. Like, I would have just taken out everything. Like, what do you do?
That literally was Cable Guy at the door.
God. Okay. So, Fear is about Nicole Walker, 16-year-old, played by Reese Witherspoon, meets 23-year-old David McCall, played by Mark Wahlberg, at a Seattle nightclub. She falls in love. The way this is worded is so scary. She falls in love. David is exciting and charming, and despite the wide age gap, he wins over Nicole's family, except for her workaholic father, Steven, who's suspicious of David from the start. His concerns are realized when David turns out to be a violent sociopath who sees Nicole as his possession and her family home a fortress to be invaded. Oh my God, I'm gonna die.
I was already concerned at a wide age gap, and then it just kept going.
A fortress to be invaded?
Well, now I understand the picture they chose, because a sociopath?
That literally just scared the fuck out of me.
Violent sociopath.
Oh my God.
Wait, we might have to watch this tonight.
No,
I have to see this.
I want to see it. I'm like, what's going on here?
Okay, I've had enough of Mark Wahlberg. We need to move on. He's scaring me right now.
So we had talk about, like, what we wanted to see, some of our favorite actors, or just, like, in general, like, movies we want to see people specifically do. Talk about, like, kind of just stuff we want to see in the industry, just kind of, like, what if we were in control? What if? Already got my one.
Okay.
Signing off on Cillian Murphy and unnamed female actress, romance, rom-com. I need that.
Ooh,
I need that. I need that. Because one, he's always really serious. And I'm like, I want to see the seriousness in a less serious, like, setting. Because, like, I feel like he's still going to be a good actor. Like, you know, like, whatever. So I'm like, I want to see him. I want to see it. And also because I thought he seemed to portray love pretty well in Peaky Blinders.
Peaky.
But I feel like in that show, he fell in love, like, a few times, and I feel like he just portrayed it well, and I thought it was really nice to see, like, his character. I mean, Tommy Shelby, whatever. I don't know. It was just, like, it was just nice to see him act in, like, such a loving way, because I feel like he hasn't really had the opportunity to. I know he has one movie that I haven't seen. Actually, he was in a rom-com as well, technically.
Yeah.
The older one. But, like, I want a new one. Sorry, just make another one.
It's outdated.
Yeah.
We want one where he's old.
I mean, yes. Like, I would like that. So that would be the first project I'm signing off of.
Yeah, I do get upset when actors are, like, typecasted a lot. Yeah. Like, when it just happens often. I don't know. It always makes me upset. Like, no, I want you to do more.
Yeah.
Or when they just keep making the same kind of movies, that always upsets me, too.
I also feel like he's been in more serious stuff lately because he's just been working with Christopher Nolan. And that's what... And I feel like lately Christopher Nolan has done... kind of like
I'm like, let him smile, different let him stuff. Laugh.
He did like Dunkirk, and Killian was in that. His yeah, name like, in that movie also isn't even like he doesn't even have a name. He's just like the shivering shoulder, the shivering soldier.
I was like the shivering shoulder.
Like so random.
That's so sad. Oh my god.
But yeah, no, right. So I want to see him happy, and I want to see him laughing. I want to see him in love, and, like, just something lighthearted.
Yeah.
Something fun. And, like, but I want some stakes. I want some intenseness. Like,
yeah.
Rom-com, like, I'm thinking friends to lovers, like, strangers to lovers, but it's more complex than that. I'm like, they got to reach out to me.
Every trope. Yeah. He just needs to make a film with every trope ever.
Basically. It's like a spinning wheel. Just, like, pick one,
pick
move
one,
on.
And then we'll do another one another time.
Yes.
Okay. For Tom Cruise, I love his action movies. Don't get me wrong. I love them so much. And I really like all the stunts and stuff because he puts so much like hard work and effort into it. But I love both, actually two genres for him. I really like his drama roles. He does such a good job. Like Magnolia... I'm like, bring that back. We want more drama roles. Magnolia, Rain Man.
Magnolia was so fun.
Yeah. He was making me laugh. Like
he was so funny.
It was sad, but I'm like, I was laughing the whole time. But Magnolia, like, Born on the 4th of July, that's the one that we were talking about earlier. Rain Man. I'm like, I want to see more dramatic roles from him. But I also really think he's funny as a comedic actor, too, which I feel like a lot of people don't really know or pay attention to. He was in Tropic Thunder, and every time I think about that movie, it just makes me laugh. Not that I didn't even really enjoy the movie that much, but he was so funny.
Yeah.
His whole role was hilarious, and I want to see more of that. And, I don't know, he was in a very, like, brief few seconds of Austin Powers.
Wait, he was?
Yes. That's which so was random. Funny. And I just, Rock of Ages, like anything where it was unserious, even though they weren't the best movies, it was funny.
Yeah.
He's really funny, so I want to see more of that.
No, and I'm like, again, stop being typecast. Like, give them the opportunity, please. Like,
I'm like, please.
Please. I'm going to say, you know what I want? I want movies... like historical movies, but not just about like white guys. Like, why don't we make some cool historical movies about like cool historical stuff that's not
people
just
that
like
didn't suck.
Yeah, people that didn't suck, weren't racist, like can we talk about some women?
Yeah, I'm like, why are we glorifying like old men who were like the worst people ever?
Yeah,
no one wants to see them,
right?
Go away. Like,
I just
dead.
Feel like like, okay, like, why did... And also, every single movie... Like, again, every single historical movie, like, especially with, like, women or, like, minorities... And, like, yeah, history is sad, but it's, like, that's all it is, just sad. And it's, like, okay, like, can we have a Pride and Prejudice kind of type of movie? Can we have, like, a Atonement type movie? Like, I don't know, just make, like... I want to see more, like, historical stuff, but it's, like I don't want to see... Yeah, exactly. More period pieces. And also... We don't have to follow history. We don't have to follow what actually happened. Like, we just make up a world. Yeah.
Why don't you actually make something up?
Yeah.
Think of something new.
Make
my
up
God.
A fake fantasy world and make, like, I don't know.
That would be so cool.
Yeah. Right?
Like, I'm thinking of, like, a period piece, but it's just, like, a kind of, like, magical world.
Yes.
Well, let me get on it. We're going to write it, actually.
No. Literally, like, you got the script. I'm going to do the voice. Like, I got it.
Yeah.
I'll do pitching. Because I'm just like, I just feel like I'm so tired of, again, and I'm sorry, but like, that's why I'm saying at least if you're not going to do anything with creativity, was they hate creativity. At least cover points in history that we don't already know. Okay, Napoleon.
Okay. It's funny, I was actually going to bring up Napoleon too.
Yeah, like, I don't really see why he needs a movie. Oh, well.
Who cares about Napoleon?
Yeah. The only thing I know is just it was disgusting at some point. Yeah. So, like, can't even, like...
Like, who asked for Napoleon the movie?
Yeah. Ooh. That movie Civil War that came out that's also really bad and has, like, footage from Nazis in it.
Wait, what?
Oh, like, this movie came out called Civil War.
There's a movie coming out soon called Civil War.
I thought it already came out.
The one with, like, Kirsten Dunst?
Yeah.
Wait, really? I was gonna go see that.
No, yeah. It says here... Yeah, this one. Like, it's like a journalist.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw... Maybe it's not out. Maybe they just saw, like, the early...
It comes out, like, this week.
Okay. They might have seen, like, the early version thing or whatever. But I did see people saying how in the credits... And it had a picture, so I know it was real. But in the credits, it had, like... They credited, like, Nazi footage. And, like, I guess I get it. Like, they got to credit it. But, like... Oh, wait, what? Like, oh. Yeah, that's so... Again, but we already... Can already know about all that. Can we... Do we have to talk about, like, the suffering and horrors all over? Like, just... Can we talk about anything else?
Yeah, I really... Kind of going off with what you're saying, I really want to see more drama movies in theaters, but not necessarily a biopic. Like, I don't want to see Napoleon. I don't want to see Amy Winehouse or whatever it's called. Back to Black. I don't know what it's called. I'm just making up names.
Again, I'm sorry. Let's get rid of the musical biopics.
Yeah, I don't want to see them. We've moved on. Like, I don't... And it's weird... I've talked about this a lot before, but it's kind of strange when you glorify people.
Yeah.
Especially, a lot of people talk about, like, oh, like, hating celebrities and stuff, but they're so glorified sometimes. It's really weird. Like, Napoleon, or even Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Like, same thing. Like, Oppenheimer at least was a good movie. Some of the others I can't speak for. Yeah. They weren't that great of movies. But Oppenheimer was a good movie, but still, like...
It also still has its criticisms. Yeah, like, and, like, just because I like the movie and I like the actors and stuff, but I'm not going to pretend, like, what happened in the movie, like, the actual subject material is not, like, super serious and intense and, like,
yeah, no, has criticisms. Yeah, no, it was definitely a serious, like, topic, and I think it was interesting that it was brought up, and I do like that, like, his trauma within everything, but... He is a person was like not a good person. I'm like, why?
Yeah. It's just kind of
it's just weird seeing it so much. And I'm just kind of tired of seeing somebody over and over, like, oh, here's this person played by this person. It's just such a big deal every time, but I'm kind of like, I want a drama movie that isn't somebody that's real. Where yeah. You're like, oh. Okay.
And you know, honestly, I feel like a lot of this happens, and like why we have so many of these movies is just because they're too afraid to put in the act, like either to waste money on something by creating a world that would draw audiences in. Because like I feel like a lot of like people who make movies and like higher ups and like executives in Hollywood, they think like, oh well, like they're prioritizing the wrong stuff. And I'm like, if you have a really good setting, people are way more interested. People like Dune. And people don't even know what Dune,
Dune's about, but I like Dune.
Exactly. But it's like, because there's a, you know, effort. And obviously, like, it's helped a lot because it was like a book. So it has like all that, you know, info already kind of there and available. Mm-hmm. But still, like, if you make a world that's interesting and cool, people are going to automatically want to be interested in more stuff about it.
That's actually what I really liked about, I saw Dune Part 2 recently. And one of the things I really liked about it is despite the fact that it has such like a stacked cast with like, it has a crazy cast. The more people that kept coming on the screen, I was like, whoa. But it didn't feel like a cash grab. It was actually good performances from these people.
Yeah.
Like everyone gave a good performance, I think. And it wasn't like, I don't want to say Marvel because Marvel's like an obvious cash grab, but there's just so many movies where it just feels like, oh, you're just adding these people just to be like, oh, look, here comes this person.
Yeah.
And everybody makes a big deal, but it wasn't a breathtaking performance or it didn't matter.
Yeah.
I liked that about Dune is like you actually cared about the characters or like the performances were good. It wasn't just like, oh, look at this person, they're on the screen, which I've been seeing a lot lately, and that's really bothered me. I feel like
it sucks,
especially like with Barbie. I feel like there was a lot of that.
Yeah,
it was just like, oh, look, like
why is Dua Lipa there?
Yeah, I keep hearing about all these singers becoming like actresses, but not even necessarily becoming actresses, like they're just being thrown in movies for no reason, just to like keep making cameos. And I'm like, why wasn't like Megan Thee Stallion in like She-Hulk or something?
Yeah, she was.
It's just like
she taught like She-Hulk how to twerk.
I was gonna say, wasn't it like this weird, like, that's just, it's just random. Weird, like, why can we actually care about like what you're making? I don't know. I just don't like to see, I really can't stand seeing the same people in everything,
yeah,
playing the same role. I feel like this is a hot take, but
mm-hmm.
I feel like Ryan Gosling is kind of falling into this right now, especially after Barbie, which is kind of upsetting me. He's a funny comedic actor. Like, I think he's funny.
Yeah.
And he was funny as Ken, I guess. He was, but he was in a lot more movies before where he was much more serious. And he's not my favorite actor of all time. He's not bad.
But I really want to watch that Blue Valentine.
Yeah, one. He's done a lot more serious, like The Notebook or like,
oh yeah,
Blade Runner 2049. Like, he's done a lot more serious stuff as well. But the, like, I think it's The Fall Guy is coming out soon, where it's clear, you can just feel like right after Barbie that this is kind of just in your face, like, oh look, it's Ryan Gosling being funny. And it just feels kind of,
and that's always the worst thing to do.
Yeah, I hate when I keep seeing when a movie comes out and it's like, boom, the actor is suddenly in everything because they were liked in this one movie or because this one movie blew up or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of tired of seeing the same people. Where'd everybody else, where'd all the good people go?
That's what I don't want for Jacob Elordi, because I like him. And I think he's good at acting. And I honestly feel, because I didn't watch Saltburn yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm under the impression, though, he didn't have that huge part of, like,
he wasn't, like, bad in Saltburn, but I wasn't, like, moved by him or anything.
He was just whatever. He was playing his role, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like, you know, because he was in Euphoria, and I feel like that really showed a lot more of his acting. Also, just because, you know, it's episode, so it's, like, more to see.
Right.
But I really liked him when I first watched him. I was like, wow, he's pretty good at playing an evil guy, because his character is really bad.
Yeah.
And then he did Saltburn and Priscilla.
Priscilla, yeah.
But I still feel like, I feel nervous, because I feel like right now he's just like a pretty face.
Yeah.
And not being used to his ability, like, not actually showing his ability. Because, like, yeah, he was good as Elvis, but it's like, it wasn't, I mean, nobody cared about him, though. Like, it wasn't about him, you know?
Yeah, so it's like, it wasn't about Elvis. It was called Priscilla.
He can do good, but it's like, at the end of the day, like, it doesn't really matter. Like, he could be, you know, cardboard and it wouldn't really matter. Like,
yeah.
But again, they just wanted him because he was attractive. And so I'm like, I feel like he's falling in this pit.
He actually ended up having like a good role, I think, in Priscilla. But I definitely get what you're saying. Like, he's getting to that point where it's like, oh no, like, he's just going to be another pretty face in the movie.
I feel like he needs to like pivot to something. Like, not like, I don't know. Cause I just feel like something needs to like put him in a situation.
I feel like Sydney Sweeney is another one.
Oh yeah.
They just threw her in movies right now. I think she kind of feels bad
right now.
All the Euphoria actors, because Euphoria keeps getting like pushed off.
Yeah.
They've all just started appearing randomly in like everything. Like, Hunter Schafer's in the new movie coming out.
She was also in Hunger Games.
Yes.
Too.
Yes.
So
it's just like all of them are like, it feels like they're like scrambling to get roles everywhere, but Sydney Sweeney's been everywhere. I just watched a movie with her called Immaculate, and she was in Anyone But You recently. I'm trying to think. I think there was one other
Madame
movie.
Madame Webb, too.
Oh, my God. I completely forgot about
that. I was
going to
say.
I almost forgot. But yeah, she's been in a lot recently, which has just been I feel like she's one of those who has been very, like, in your face right now.
Yeah.
People are just like...
She is so in your face. Plus, not to mention her being on, like, SNL and stuff lately. Like, I've seen more about her than I have, like, literally...
I feel like she's the only actress around right now.
Yeah.
I'm like, who else is out there?
No, I'm like, there's two actresses. I'm like, there's Emma Stone. There's her.
Well, that's it.
There's
yeah.
There's Io. That's
yeah.
It, guys. I don't know anymore.
Yeah. I just don't... I really don't like the... It's kind of... I'm very... I'll say this too. I feel like this is kind of unpopular, but I have mixed feelings about Sydney Sweeney. Mm. I've never watched Euphoria, but I've seen like little videos from it and stuff. Sometimes when it's like a serious scene, it seems like, oh, she can really act. I don't know though. I haven't seen it like in context, so I don't really know if that's true or if it's just what I see. Whenever she's playing something where she's crying or screaming, she does a really good job, like, immaculate.
Yeah.
It was like, whoa. Like, there was a really intense scene.
Let me look that up.
But whenever she's just talking, she has no emotion whatsoever.
Yeah.
At all. So I really, like, anyone but you, there was, like, no emotion. And she was just talking.
I was going to say, she like, was she very have just anything going on.
Yeah. It just, there was nothing. There was nothing there. But I don't know. I just... I really don't know how to feel. I feel like she's getting thrown in, like, these horrible movies, too. So that's not really helping her out.
No, definitely not. Because, yeah, I'm looking at the movies she's been in and stuff. I watched Euphoria. I thought she was good. But honestly, when I think about it, I think it's just, like... I feel like it's easier to be good in Euphoria because they're playing teenagers. So I feel like when it comes to, like, really emotional stuff, like, inherently, like, you're playing it up a bit more because it's, like, you know... Like, I don't know, like, you know what I mean? But, like, she was good. Like, I liked her. And she had scenes where I was like, dang. But, however, towards the end of season two, maybe it was just the writing, but I did feel like her acting in particular seemed to me, like, a little not as whatever. And then, like, I don't know. She's kept, like, now she's in, like, Anyone But You, which I saw and stuff. And, again, I just feel like, but what are you? Like, what do you do? Like, you're an actress, yeah. But it's, like, Glenn Powell, for example. I don't normally give credit to certain people. However...
To Glenn Powell.
Glenn Powell, at least, he's trying to forge a path of, like, becoming, like, kind of leading man. Or, like, a good side character. Like, you know, like, he's trying to, you know, make his like, way or whatever.
Yeah.
And I feel like with Sydney Sweeney, I'm like, what do? You were in a Marvel movie?
You're rom-com. I'm sorry, you were in Madam Web. That's like one of...
You weren't even in a good Marvel movie.
No, you were in like the worst Marvel movie that exists. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, honestly, I feel bad for a lot of like...
I was just going to say another person I feel like that's kind of been in your face right now is Jeremy Allen White.
Yeah.
I haven't seen... I saw the Iron Claw, but I haven't seen the Bear. But he just... I'm pretty sure he just got casted to play... Bruce Springsteen in another musical biopic. Yay. Yay. But I feel like he's been around a lot. And I just feel like I have nothing against like these. They're not that much younger. They're like 20s, 30s. Like this younger group of actors. But I feel like it's like the same five people. Every single time there's like a younger person in a movie, boom, it's like one of these handpicked from a, like, group of 10.
And there's a lot of recency bias, because it's like, okay, yeah, he was in some really good stuff.
Yeah, I don't think... I mean, I only saw The Iron Claw. I haven't seen, like, Shameless or anything else he's been in.
Yeah.
But he was, like, a good actor, but it's just like, boom, there he is again. Boom, there he is.
Yeah, and I like him, but also it's like, you gotta let... Honestly, I feel like one thing that's lost, like, I don't know, in the industry and stuff, is just... letting your projects breathe. Like, giving your project just the time to just exist in the world.
I miss...
And just be there.
Like, yeah.
That's why I feel like it was really nice, like, having, like, Oppenheimer, like, Barbenheimer, kind of. Because, one, that made a ton of people come to the movies. But also, I feel like it let kind of, like... Even as the hype wore down, it was still like just, you were still, it was just, it was still around, you know, you were still giving it, like it still had life left. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, it's sad that that's like, those are the only two movies that that's happened for recently.
Yeah.
Cause everything, I haven't even, like, I know a lot of people went to see, obviously it wasn't good, but Madame Web, I didn't even see like hate about, like, I mean, I saw hate on the internet about it, but it wasn't even that many people talking about it. It died down so fast.
Yeah.
Where like, it was maybe like a day where I saw something and instantly it was gone. And that was
like
it.
A lot of it's also just because it's so oversaturated. It's like there's no time to even think on the project from before when it's like, exactly, also, like,
yeah.
The Iron Claw, like, huge.
Such a good movie, and it was just totally,
like, nobody even like, cared. Wow, that was good. On to the next. Like, yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, the only other one I could think of was Saltburn. But yeah. What's weird about Saltburn is it blew up like months after it came out.
Yeah.
Cause I remember seeing it in November. Like my ticket like says I saw it on Thanksgiving.
But crazy movie to see on Thanksgiving. I know.
Right before family dinner, I was like, let me go watch Saltburn.
BRB guys.
But I remember watching it Thanksgiving, and then the movie came out on Prime. I'm like, of course you guys talked about it when it came out on Prime.
Yeah.
But okay. It came out on Prime like January. It was like two whole months later, I think.
Yeah.
And then everybody started talking about it. Everyone.
Yeah.
And that's all I would see. And I'm like, now you guys talk about it after it's been out.
Yeah.
I'm like,
streaming is like a whole other streaming disease, basically.
Needs to burn. But
and also, like, can we go back to like TV, like real TV? Because
what happened to cable?
Yeah.
I also miss when you would cast people who were not popular. I hate the whole, it's another cash grab tactic, obviously.
Yeah.
But like, how do you think we got all of these like big stars from, like, especially like the 80s was a big thing, like Matt Dillon and Patrick Swayze and Tom Cruise. You got all these people because they started out as like nothing. Like they were, like I said, Tom Cruise's first movie, he was a random guy with like short shorts that stood there for 5 seconds and walked away.
Yeah,
that was it. But like, that's how he got like noticed. I miss,
they're not giving people that chance.
No,
anymore.
That's what's annoying. I was really upset about this. I thought this was really weird. I'm not upset with the casting. I don't really know enough to say anything, but they're making a new Karate Kid movie. Which, I love The Karate Kid, but... Oh,
you were telling me about this.
They sent out this... Of course, you know I saw, because I had to see it. But they sent out this casting call where they were like, we're looking for somebody between the ages of 15 and 17, or something like that. Like, Asian American, obviously young, like 15 to 17 years old, and they're going to be the new Karate Kid. No acting experience is required. Like, maybe speaks Mandarin, if possible, or something. There was just, like, it was, like, a little list. But they ended up hiring this guy. I can't remember. He was from, like, a Disney show. And I'm blanking on the name right now. But it was, like, a recent. Like, I've never seen it. It was something recently, like, on Disney Plus. It wasn't even, like, a...
I know
cable
what you're
show.
Talking about, but I don't know the show.
They hired him way older than, they said 15 to 70. He was like 20 something. So I already thought that was weird.
That is weird.
Yeah, I thought that was really weird. And obviously, he's already an actor. Like, okay, not that there's anything wrong with that, but it just was weird that they sent out this whole big thing and then they chose somebody who literally didn't meet the requirements of like being like a kid, and he's already an actor.
Also, you
so
can't...
he does clearly have acting experience. I just felt it was very weird that they sent that out just to pick somebody who's already like on a Disney show.
Also, no offense, but it's not the kid that's gonna bring in the revenue. Like, it doesn't matter. Like why go for someone more?
Like, obviously, like Ralph Macchio and Jackie Chan are like returning.
Yeah,
so it's clearly like a big deal.
So, like, so why not like, just get someone completely new?
His name is Ben Wang, I guess. He's from American Born Chinese was the show.
Oh.
And he's 24 years old. Which, like, isn't... It's not that drastic, but it's still just, like...
Compared to a 15... Someone who's supposed to be 15 to 17, though.
And also, I don't even know why they're making this movie when Cobra Kai exists. I thought that was weird, too. Because it's like, well, what... Is this in the Cobra Kai universe? Like, how does this all work?
Because isn't Cobra Kai, like... made by people who really love the original movies as
yeah. well. Yeah. Yeah, and it's weird too cuz it's like about them like obviously Ralph Macchio like when he's older.
Yeah.
And he has like his own family and Johnny has his own family.
Yeah.
Like it's weird cuz it's like how is this going to tie into all that? It just feels very weird, but it's just like why don't you just make a new movie?
Yeah.
Just move on.
This is kind of off topic, but speaking of TV shows, like, well, I'm like, damn, two things. What do I want to say first? TV shows, because I remembered what I was going to say earlier about how, like, TV shows used to come out and it would be, like, an episode at a time and it would keep, like, the hype and stuff. And, like, now with the way, like, you can just binge stuff, like, I feel like that whole, like, era of watching stuff is gone. Like, you can't watch stuff like that anymore.
You don't like, wait for the new... It's like the big cliffhanger where you're like, what's going to happen? Now yeah. You can just see it.
Yeah.
Like, it's already there. And it's weird. Don't get me wrong. Like, I do like it, but it's weird. Like, a whole season will just drop one day. And I'm sorry. I don't really binge stuff. I don't really have the time to do that.
Yeah.
That much. But people will, like, already start spoiling stuff. I remember that was a big thing with, like, Euphoria. It was, like, the next day.
Yeah.
Like, people would binge it that night.
Yeah.
When it dropped at, like, midnight or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, oh.
Yeah, I feel like it kind of sucks the fun out of it, honestly. Like, and I get it. It's like, people don't want to wait. Well, stop listening to people. Like, sorry.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then the other thing I wanted to say was kind of, like, talking about, like, starting fresh and stuff. So, like, there's been a lot of drama with, like, the new Romeo and Juliet play and stuff. Mm-hmm. I think I was telling you about it, but, like, people are hating on the woman cast as Juliet mainly because they're racist and she's black and like just, mm-hmm. you know, being overall like nasty.
I actually read about that today.
Yeah.
The things, I actually went to her Instagram because I wanted to know who she was.
Yeah.
The comments left on her like recent post where it was like the casting.
Yeah.
Basically horrible.
They're so sad.
I felt so bad. Like they were just disgusting comments, like awful. Like, the worst things you can imagine, they were just saying that.
Yeah. Like, and it's, like, one, like, and, like, she's not new. Like, it's kind of funny. I actually got, like, a TikTok ad, and she was in it. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, it was just, like, a random little ad. Mm-hmm. But it's, like, again, like, who would you rather see instead? And like, it's, like, would you is rather it just that be serious? Zendaya
and Tom Holland?
Yeah.
Is that what you want?
I mean, that...
That like, Louis is, like...
Yeah, it's so weird to me. Like, I just don't get it. And, like, again, what is the fuss? Why do you not want to
see new people? I want to see different... I don't want to see the same face over and over. I want to see different movies with all sorts of different actors.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to see the same person every single time.
No, I don't. I don't care about them
especially
like
especially when they're not good at acting.
Yeah, if you're not good, then maybe you should find a new day job. Like, I'm sorry. Like, go into modeling. Go into all the other things... failed actors go into like just go like I'm sorry but you gotta go.
Yeah.
And also speaking of Tom Holland, I'm honestly I really wish I could see this like the play like in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Because one, it looks, I mean, I like Romeo and Juliet, like it looks cool and whatever.
Yeah.
But also two, I feel like this is Tom Holland's like start to like his redemption era.
Getting out of Marvel.
Yeah. Well, because he's had the really bad Marvel movies. And then every other movie he's done has flopped.
Wasn't he?
Bad.
He was in Uncharted with Mark Wahlberg.
Did bad. Cherry did bad.
Was he?
The Waiting Room or Waiting Game or whatever with the lady from Shameless. I forget what it was called.
Oh, he was like cosplaying. I know what you're talking about. Wait. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. He's been...
And that did bad. That did really bad to the point where he said like it messed with his mental health because like, which you know, just like seeing so all sad. The bad reviews. So I'm like, we're praying for out you, there. Juicy. Like you can do it. You can get out of here. And yeah. I feel bad because I'm like, I don't think he's not talented.
Like, no.
You can do it, Tom.
Also, it's interesting to see people in theater, too, because it's a much different... It's yeah. much different than film.
Yeah. And so, also, I'm like, that's exciting.
Oh my God, I forgot he was in The Impossible. He was the, like, kid from the...
Oh, yeah. He was also in that one dancing movie. Billy Elliot or whatever.
Can't really explain it. I haven't got the words.
Yeah. All I know is more new actors and actresses, less people we've seen already. They've had their day in the spotlight.
Justice for some of the actors, too.
And I'm going to be mean. Frankly, if you've had a chance to be in a good movie and you flopped...
Back up.
Go back to the line. Go back to the end of the line. Sorry, you're going to have to wait for your next chance.
Yeah.
Sorry, you had a chance and you fumbled.
You fumbled. It.
Yeah.
So back of the line.
Make room for the new people because, like, we got to keep it moving. Like, I feel like I'm a director. Like, next.
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 Next. New face, perfect.
No, right?
You're hired.
Yes. So, yeah. I think that was about, that about covers it.
A lot of ranting today. A lot of anger, but then a lot of passion. For
No, right? It was like a therapy session.
Yeah.
The good, the no, bad, I like the amazing. But yeah, thank you all for listening. So much fun talking about movies as always. And we'll see you in the next episode.
Woo!
Bye.